are listening to David and Rob Talk Funny with me, David Hughes.
David and Rob Talk Funny. David and Rob Talk Funny.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of David and Rob Talk Funny with me, David Hughes.
And I'm Rob.
All right, Rob, you asshole. Where have you been?
I've been on vacation.
I don't care. Listen, do you know what I saw last week?
What's that?
I saw a kangaroo dick. Not just a kangaroo dick, mind you. A kangaroo boner.
Okay, you got to describe this.
Fucking mental. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Just half an onion ring, basically, is what it was. Half a battered onion ring and a little bit of onion sort of slithering out of the end there. It was... I'll draw pictures and put it on the website. It's... Oh.
That is disturbing. Like, half an onion ring, like a C shape?
Yeah, pretty much. No balls. Didn't see any balls, but that might have been because of the kangaroo fur or pubes. I never know where they sort of stop and begin, the pubes and the fur on an animal. But when you're rubbing your dog's tummy, you're like, am I rubbing your pubes? I don't care. Yeah, same with the kangaroo. Couldn't really ascertain exactly where it was, the balls were. But you could clearly see half an onion ring just sort of sticking out there. Yeah, very strange.
I'm never eating a Burger King again.
Yeah, it's dicks galore over here. Where have you been?
I live in Iowa right now, so, and it sucks because it's flat and full of corn and shitty babies. But I grew up in Washington State, so my wife and my kids and I all took an airplane trip and flew back to Washington. Where I grew up, we actually have mountains, and 4 hours away is the ocean. So they're able to see both of them in one day.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but, you know, and you always think, okay, we're going on an airplane ride. I'm bringing a toddler and an infant with me. It's going to be pretty much hell on earth, you know?
As you know, I've traveled quite a bit. Basically, for doing that, you're the worst person in the world.
You would think so.
Fucking hate babies on planes. I mean, the thing is, I go with the understanding that if the baby is on the plane and crying for more than sort of 10 minutes, it doesn't want to live anyway. So just get rid of it.
Just stick it in the toilet and flush it, see if it falls through someone's roof?
Yeah, anything. Just cargo hold. I understand it's quite cold and severe down there. I've seen enough movies. It's just that they're the worst. They're so horrible.
And you would think that. My kids didn't say a word the entire time. Neither one of them.
No, really? Yeah,
seriously. They're just evil normally. We get on the airplane, nothing. They loved it and had no problem whatsoever.
Hats off. Did you get them drunk? Was that what it was?
No. Benadryl will actually knock a baby out. And when you give them an adult dose to an infant, they are out.
Nice.
I didn't we'll, actually. I didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll skip over that before you get some complaints. so they were good on the flight, yeah?
They were. My two-year-old, she is very independent and wants to be in charge of everything and throws a fit. So she said that we get in the airplane, we're going to put her in the middle of us because we had three seats, and the baby sits on the lap. So we thought, okay, we'll put the toddler in the middle, you know, in case she gets scared. We get there, and she sees there's windows, and she wants to look out the window. So we're like, no, you're going to sit in the middle, no big deal. She throws a huge fit. She wants to sit by the window. So finally, instead of causing a ruckus before we even take off, we just say, okay, fine. We will sit you next to the window as long as you're quiet. So we bought her one of these little child tablet computers.
Oh, yeah.
And so she sits right next to the window, pulls her tablet out, puts her headphones on, and then closes the window because it's too bright.
Precious.
I know. So we're like, you want the window for what? And that's, yeah, that's all she did. She wanted to sit by the window, but she didn't want to open because she wanted to play on her computer.
Wise girl. I mean, it's not exactly... There's nothing to look... Everyone always wants to sit by the window, but for what? You see nothing out the window.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, the first time you drive through... The first time you fly through a cloud or see a cloud from above, that's pretty cool. Or a lightning storm from above. But
yeah, but clouds are always where the turbulence is.
It is. And she didn't care. She could not care less. And I thought... Somebody would be crying, somebody freaking out. No, nobody. Both kids were absolutely adorable, and I could not figure out why.
Yeah. You're lucky.
I am. They're terrible. But
yeah,
I was actually the one that caused a disturbance on the airplane.
What a fucking surprise. Go on.
No. Okay, so you know how when you get on the airplane, you get up to a certain, you know, altitude, the stewards and stewardesses start walking down the aisle with a little metal cart passing out drinks, yeah, or whatever they do in Australia. And on the second flight, it was a smaller plane because it was a shorter flight. So there's, yeah, two seats on one aisle and two seats on the other. So me and the toddler were sitting on one side of the aisle, and my wife and the baby were sitting on the other side of the aisle. So I was kind of leaning across and talking to my wife. And a kid, of course, the kid's next to the window playing on the computer again. And the stewardess comes by, and, you know, they stop every couple aisles. I'm leaning over talking to my wife, and the stewardess is right next to us, and she's, like, bent over the cart doing stuff. I let out a sneeze, and I smack my head against the stewardess's butt. And I was petrified. I sneezed, and my head went down, and it smacked the stewardess in the butt, and she screamed like a little yelp and turned around, and I literally had nothing to say. There was just...
I know. How do you explain that? I'm really sorry, but I sneezed into your asshole. I figured it was the best place to do it.
And my wife was petrified. Like, nobody on the plane could even... Nobody said a word.
No, because now those things, even though they're funny, you sort of worry about them because it's on a plane, and that one, as soon as they landed, are you going to get arrested and thrown into jail because you sneezed up a stewardess's asshole? It's especially where you're from. Christ, they're so. I remember I was flying London to New York, and I fell asleep. Like, I was really, really tired. I fell asleep before the plane even took off, and I was sort of salivating on my shoulder. It was all sort of quite embarrassing. But the stewardess came to put my seatbelt on, like, so she just gave me a little nudge, and I just went into, I mean, everyone around me must have thought I was some homeless guy, because I went into this sort of, both my hands went up like, I'll fight you, and she just sort of, she took this sort of step back, and I was just, your seatbelt, and I was like, oh yeah. And then after that I thought, right, you've just got to behave now, you've got to be really, really good, because I was going to New York, so I figured, yeah, they're just going to ask me a million questions. Why did you try and fight the lady on the plane? Because she tried to touch my private parts. That's how it felt, anyway. She's reaching down there, and they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
I think they should. So I'm actually going to pretend to fall asleep just in case I can make them do that.
Just so you can get fondled. Just leave the seatbelt, you know. Yep. Forget it, never mind.
And that's a tip to our listeners. If you want to get a free, felt up a little bit, pretend to fall asleep on an airplane.
No, it's not. Right, moving on. So you...
Kevin the steward will come by.
Yeah, you'll get very unlucky. You'll get one of those. Oh, do you know what? I'm trying to think when it was. It was... I was on a flight, basically, that they just didn't have their A team on. The stewardesses are usually sort of very attractive people. Mm-hmm. I had about sort of three or four heavy set middle aged men doing all the sort of serving and everything, and it was quite comical to watch them sort of anytime they had to pass each other down an aisle. Stewardesses do such grace, you know, they can turn, they're all sort of relatively slim and everything. These guys were struggling, sort of clambering over seats and everything. It was brilliant. Nice. I just kept asking for drinks just so that I could watch them struggle up and down the aisles. Fat fucking bastards. It was hilarious.
So we actually had one guy, and I told him off because he was driving me crazy. Our flight was delayed.
Are we talking about a passenger?
Yeah. And our flight was delayed, and so this guy was throwing a fit at the guy behind the counter before you get on the plane.
Yeah, that's helpful.
And, like, the guy knows anything or can do anything, you know? Well, this guy, the short flight was only a 45-minute flight. And this guy was throwing a fit because it was late. And he yells out, I paid $1,000 for this ticket, and it's only a 45-minute flight. What are you going to do? And all I could think of was, who spends $1,000 to be on an airplane for 45 minutes? Because you barely reach your altitude before you have to descend, you know?
Mm.
And it turns out we finally get on the airplane, and this guy bought a first-class ticket for a 45-minute flight.
What a tool. Have you ever flown first class before?
I have not.
It's horrible.
Is it?
It's horrible. It's horrible in the sense that it's amazing, and then it fucks up flying for the rest of your life. Because I don't know anyone that can pay for or can reasonably pay for first class flights, because it's not like they're just a couple of $100 more. If the price of a flight is like $1,000, the first class or business class equivalent is about $4,000.
Yeah.
And like, who, you know, what fucking sane person does that? But I got upgraded once, and it was also a flight from London to New York, and it was amazing. It was a British Airways flight, and upstairs had this gorgeous bar, and you could get up and walk around. It was like being in an actual bar. The seats were like these pods that rotated 360 degrees. You could lie out completely flat. And then, you know, the next flight I got on was another economy, stuck in with all the subhuman fucking scum, Rob. That's what I was stuck with. It was horrible. I thought, oh, it's a shit now.
You're like, oh, I gotta be back with the peasants.
Yeah.
No, actually, I was offered a first class seat once. They do a lot.
Did a plane just crash right next to you?
No, it sounded like it, but no, it was my dog. I don't know. I don't know if she's alive or not, but I don't care.
No, important.
Yeah, at the least. I was flying one time when I was in the military, and I was a soldier, and somebody offered me their seat in first class. Because I was a soldier, you know, it's actually pretty common. People do that quite a bit. You actually get priority seating when they're boarding. They'll say, you know, first class and any active duty soldiers, you may board the plane now. But, you know, it just didn't feel right because that's not why I was a soldier.
No, and it should have been. The perks are what you've got to go for, because it's got to be bullshit otherwise. You're basically just getting shut out all the time. Someone offers me anything for free as a soldier, I'm like, yes, come here, I'll take it.
The rest of my life sucks, so I'll take this one thing. But no, I am an economy class guy. You know, I've never flown first class. I've never been able to even afford first class, even if I wanted to, and it just didn't feel right. So I was very grateful and very gracious about it, but I turned it down because I don't know. It was very nice of the guy to do it, but
you'd have seen the erection through my trousers. I wouldn't have been able to hide it. They were like, first class, absolutely fucking lootly.
We flew Delta. They actually have beds. Like each seat, instead of like having a seat next to you or a person in front of you, is like a pod, like cubicle almost. Yeah. And so they like lay it out. You can lay down. There's like your own TV and your own tray and like excessive leg room, but it folds out to a bed. It's like a whole big cubicle. But I couldn't do it. And I was like, no, but thank you. I'm very grateful. I'm honored that you offered this, but you know, I'm going to respectfully turn it down because that's not me. I'm not a first class person. So, but yeah, all in all, the flights went well. The kids were good. And I was surprised. I actually thought we would jettison one out, but it didn't never arose.
Well, people have been sending tweets and emails asking where you've been and why the show hasn't, why we haven't done episode 4. Of all the questions, my favorite one was, are you a fan of the sit down Wii?
You know, I love our fans, by the way. You know, it just depends on where you are, I guess. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I went away this weekend when I saw the kangaroo penis. The erect kangaroo penis.
I assume that wasn't the purpose of your trip.
No, it was. So we stayed with my girlfriend's aunt and uncle in their house down south. And as soon as I go to anyone else's house, it's sit down wheeze all the way because I don't want to get a mess. I don't want to make a mess everywhere. And then when I used to drink, if I was drunk or hungover, sit down wheeze. Get up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet, you're a bit lethargic, sit down wee. Yeah, no, sit down wheeze are the way forward. I mean, they do sort of sometimes bring about that, you know, oh, am I going to do a poo now? But other than that, I think they're 10 out of 10. I would definitely recommend the sit down wee for those of you boys out there who haven't done them.
And you know what? I actually have to disagree with you on this one because in my own home, all about it. Sit down wee. I can answer tweets to fans, you know. But here, like, if you go to a guest's house or you're in public, I can't because there's too much of a chance I'm going to sit down and I'm going to smack my dong up against the toilet seat, and that terrifies me.
Do you know, I have done that before, actually, I've got to admit. I was doing a poo, and I pinched it off, and as you pinch, you know, sometimes you flex your penis, and it hit the underside of the seat. I cried for about 15 minutes, and then went and got... and went to the sexual health clinic because I thought, oh, I've just caught something. There's no fucking way I haven't caught something.
You're breaking open the emergency kit and rubbing it with alcohol wipes.
Yeah, I was getting the Dettol out and the cotton swabs. Just running through the shopping mall, just whisking it away down there. I need a grown-up. I need a grown-up.
Dunking it in alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I at home I can, but... we're just not doing that to someone else, especially out in public. Like, you can't go to them.
Yeah, I guess I don't do it in public that much because there's always the risk as well. You're going to sit down on someone else's pee.
Yeah.
But you see, if you were all doing sit-down wees, that wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Can we get... we should get this trending. I'm trying to get this trending on Twitter. I want everyone in the world to start doing sit-down wees. They've got to be better for you. They've got to.
And we'll do you're the not hashtag piss sit on down seat. Wee.
Sit down, Lee.
Welcome back to That's Kind of Neat, the infomercial that demonstrates objects that are at best kind of neat. This week, has this ever happened to you?
Honey, get on over here.
Well, what's wrong, baby?
Well, I was eating the breakfast you made here. I noticed the waffles are a little bit dirty.
Oh my God, I am so embarrassed about the dirty waffle. I don't know how that happened.
Well, worry no more about dirty waffles. For now, there is the Waffle Washer 5000 from Washco. Never again would be embarrassed for the presentation of dirty waffles. That's right, the Waffle Washer 5000, state-of-the-art waffle washer, we'll clean all your waffles, spick and span.
So, Rob, where did you stay when you were away? Did you like camper van it or camping hotels?
No, I don't camp with a 2-year-old infant because that would be just the worst experience possible.
All right, princess.
I grew up, my dad was one of those crazy survivalist guys. So, yeah. I mean, like, when I was in high school, we'd go camping every year. But every year, we would take something less and less. So, by the time I was probably 13, 14 years old, all we took was a pistol and a knife. And we had to fend for ourselves the rest of the time.
And fuck, that's hardcore.
And we would go out into like the deep, because like the deep woods, like there's a rainforest actually in Washington State. And that's the kind of area we would camp in. Like we would have to hike out on foot and survive. So I'm not going to put my 2-year-old toddler through that just yet, but we actually stayed at someplace considerably worse, a bed and breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Well,
do tell.
Well, it wasn't bad. It was just like, it was very quaint and very nice for all things considered. But I just, the whole concept of bed and breakfast absolutely just baffles me.
It is a bit weird. It's like, it's very intimate, isn't it?
It is. Like, you're in somebody's house and they're just like, hey, why don't you pay me some money? You can stay in a room at my house.
You're inconveniencing me greatly because we tend to shut the doors at around 10 o'clock. But if you absolutely fucking have to go out, then here's a key to the front. Yeah, no, it is kind of weird. I didn't mention it.
It is. And, like, you know, it's literally just a room in this old Victorian-style house. It is a room upstairs. So, you know, we already have kids running, and we don't know what time they go to bed. And it wasn't like an old couple either, which I suspected it would be, you know. But it was a young couple that had children, like 9, 10-year-old kids. So we go upstairs, and they you're right, they gave us a key to the outside that says, hey, if you're leaving after 10, make sure you lock our front door and here's a key to it. And then
our kids go to bed at like 8:30. I don't give a fuck what time your kids go to bed. I've paid you money. I don't give a flying shit. If I wake them, I wake them.
Absolutely. But like, since it's a room in the house, they don't have like an ice machine like in a motel. So we had to go downstairs. We wanted some ice for some drinks we got because it was the 4th of July. And we could see the display right from our window. So we're like, hey, this could be actually kind of fun. So I walked downstairs at like 7 o'clock or 6:30 to ask for ice because I didn't know where to get any. And I knock on the door thinking it was an office. And I open it up and they're sitting there at their dinner table eating dinner. And the whole family just like looks at me like, what are you doing? And
could have been worse. He could have had his dick out or something. It could have been a lot worse. You got off, you got off lightly.
You know what? I don't know if I could have because, you know, everybody stops and like looks at me while they're eating dinner. And it's like this nice, quiet little family. Like if it was Dong was hanging out, I'm like, hey, I know you guys are boning, but, you know, here, hook a brother up with some ice. You know, and you say
a nice, quiet family. They could have been serial killers. You don't know. Don't feel bad for interrupting their dinner. They were fucking rude enough not to buy an ice machine. Who starts up a bed and breakfast and doesn't think, you know what, I'm going to get an ice machine? In fact, how fucking specific is it that it's just bed and breakfast? It's you get a bed, you get a breakfast, and you get fuck all else. You don't get an ice machine. You get nothing.
And you know, and they try to make it nice by decorating. You know, and like, I don't
always
know.
Poorly.
Oh my, you have no idea. It's like, I walked in there and you would think we were right next to the ocean. I mean, like right next to the ocean. So you'd think we'd have like a bunch of ocean theme, water theme stuff on the walls.
Yeah, sort of beach sort of furniture and stuff, you know, like beach house furniture and things.
Exactly. Shells and such. You want to know what they had on the walls here?
Kangaroo balls?
No, that's in Australia.
Okay. What did you have?
They honestly had dozens, if not hundreds, of shoe brushes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say kangaroo dicks. Shoe brushes.
Seriously, shoe brushes. Like, you know, you want to polish shoes and knock dirt off shoes?
That was the decor. Just
line the walls. There was every kind of shoe brush you could ever have. And like,
specifically for shoes. I mean, was there a room that had toilet brushes everywhere?
No. Or? The whole kitchen area, which doesn't even make sense to me. But like they're dining.
Who cleans their shoes where you cook?
Yeah, the whole dining room kitchen area of this bed and breakfast was nothing but shoe brushes.
Some thought went into that place.
Some modern ones like you get at Walmart, but like some older ones. Like you tell they're really old. And then like they had old fashioned shoe polish just stacked up on shelves.
Like, oh, that's really fucking weird because they're obviously. That's like a thing for one of them, maybe the dad or something. It's just really fucking in. You know, people just get into a particular thing. Like, I got a friend who just, for whatever reason, just really likes beer bottles. He's got millions of them, just old, loves old rustic beer bottles. Who the fuck gets into shoe polish?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, okay, are you really blatantly telling us you have like a foot fetish?
Yeah, like, is that what that is?
It's like something you just really want everyone to know. And then, like, you never know what room you're allowed to go into.
I was going to say, what place is safe to go into? It's, yeah. I've stayed at a couple. I stayed at one in Nepal, in Kathmandu, before the Everest expeditions. And they had this, like, there was no glass on the windows, just wooden shutters. And they had monkeys that just came into the hotel and just stole your shit. And that was fun. That was fun. They didn't even mention it. Like, when I checked in, you know, they asked how many days and what I was doing while I was here. They never at any point said, oh, by the way, monkeys come into your fucking room and just steal your shit when you're not here. So make sure you put the shutters, because it's nice to leave the shutters open because the street below, all the smells and stuff from the food just come up. It's great. But yeah, someone might have said, oh yeah, little thieving fucks just come in and steal your stuff. No one said that.
I would actually probably go out of my way to stay at a place that said, hey, we've got a really bad monkey problem. That would be badass.
Yeah, that would be. If that was the selling point that they had, you just... But I wouldn't care what the problem was. I just want to get there and see what the monkeys are doing. Could be anything.
Like, hey, you want to climb that tallest mountain in the world? You're like, hell no, these monkeys are awesome.
I'm waiting for a couple of monkeys to come in and start fisting me in the middle of the night. I'm not really... Don't anyone tweet me about bestiality or anything like that. But yeah, no, it's always weird to know sort of whereabouts you can go, and you sort of, you're always walking around, you know, not knowing what's acceptable to touch. Is this part of where they live? Because it's never just a purposely built bed and breakfast. It's like someone's home, and then you know, some of the rooms are okay, some of the rooms aren't. So you think, well, if I want to get up in the middle of the night and go piss in a sink somewhere, which sinks am I allowed to piss in? Because that's the thing. I always piss in the sink when I'm away. I can't believe I just confessed that. Now everyone who's ever been anywhere with me is going to know that I always pee in the sink. Rob, do you pee in the sink? Be honest. Don't just say you don't because you want to come off like a gentleman. Do you piss in the sink?
Well, I don't think I've ever come off as a gentleman on this show, but I have peed in sinks before.
But, no, see, this is different. I've peed in sinks before where it's acceptable because, for whatever reason, there's nowhere else to go. I can't really think of a scenario where there isn't, but anyway. But I'm saying I purposely go out of my way to pee in the sink. Do you do that?
I don't, but I have a friend, if you would like a truly disgusting story.
Yep, obviously.
So this buddy of mine had a one-night stand. Girl brought him back to her place. Mm-hmm. So he spent the night, did his thing, got up in the morning. She jumped in the shower. He'd never been there before because he picked her up at a bar. And he had to take a dump, like, furiously. But it's a one-night stand, so it's not like you're comfortable going like, hey, I know you're in the shower, but I'm going to take a huge dump in your bathroom.
Well, you could argue that both ways because you also might be like, yeah, I'm never going to see her again. I'm literally just going to walk in there and shit while she washes.
Well, true, but I guess he didn't take that route, and he was panicking because he didn't know what to do. I mean, panicking. Yeah, so he was like, I have to go now. She's in the shower, and I don't know, maybe the door was locked too. Who knows? But he panicked, so he actually went into her kitchen and took a huge dump in her sink.
Okay.
And then
did he leave it?
No, he turned on the garbage disposal, and then to wipe his ass, he used her towel.
See, garbage disposals aren't common over here, and they're not common in England either. So if he'd have done that here in Australia, he would have just had to scoop it out with kitchen towel or leave it. I'd like to think he'd have just left it.
Well, he said that he turned on the garbage disposal and then used the towel to wipe his ass. And I'm like, did you throw the towel away or what? And I don't agree with
Did he hang it back up?
No, he actually stuck it in the garbage disposal.
Oh, goodness, that's going to cause some issues.
I'm like, dude, you know those things are expensive, right? And they're not made to handle linen. And he's like... But
you gave him a pass for the fecal matter.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. We were laughing so hard, but he was like, I got to tell you guys something. And he's like, I'm never seeing this lady again. I'm out of here. And he actually got up and left before she even got out of the shower.
And hats off to him.
And she is not called back. So I'm assuming she figured out, go to make breakfast, realize he wasn't there, and there's a huge shit smell coming from her kitchen.
Yeah.
It may have cured her of one night stands forever.
Yeah, maybe she's never done that again. She got married. She got married the next week. But you know, when sometimes it's so purposeful that when I pee in the sink that I turn the tap on as the flushing mechanism, and then I don't want people to know that that's what I've done, so I flush the toilet anyway.
But why? What purpose is there to peeing in a sink?
I've no idea. I've no idea because, you know, as I said, I enjoy the sit down wee. That's a thing of mine. But now when I'm standing up, I don't know. Maybe I just need to rest it against something. I couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you why. But I'll tell you what, you know what, I'm not the worst person in the world. Let me tell you a story about this hostel that I stayed in Amsterdam one summer with my friend John. And it was the worst hostel in the world, by the way. It would have made your bed and breakfast look like the Ritz. It was called the Hans Brinker, and it prided itself on just being an utter shithole. They had the logo on the front was of a fork with like one of the prongs missing, or, you know, they sold t-shirts with chairs on, a picture of a chair with just three legs, basically just saying, we're shit, but please love us for it. And we sort of did, because it was dirt cheap, you know, we were on a budget. And the room that we stayed in, I think, might have been designed for families rather than friends. And it was John, myself, and another friend of ours, Mike. So three beds in the room, and the end of the room was the bathroom, but it was just divided in a glass sort of fascia with a glass door, and the bottom half of the glass had frosting on it, so you had a bit of privacy going on, not much, but a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say at this point, John is nearing 7 foot tall.
Good lord!
And he's a professional basketball player at the time. He doesn't play anymore. But I had seen, you know, John from the knee down several occasions, and that's something I didn't need to be spared. And that's all that I was spared with this frosting, because on like, you know, me, it came up to my waist. It was fine. The frosting would disguise everything chaotic below the waist. For him, I basically just, yeah, his shins were covered, and the rest of it was just out there. But that particular, so if you can imagine, it was a shithole, no aircon or anything like that, and just this glass bathroom, basically. And one day he got really, really, really drunk and came up to the room in the middle of the day and just threw up all over it. So just sick everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And then the heat of the Amsterdam summer just cooked it. So when I came back to the room, it was this delicious absinthe Heineken omelette.
Absinthe too.
Oh yeah, they have the horrible, horrible stuff, that sort of fluorescent green shit that makes. Have you ever tried it?
No, I've heard terrible stories.
Oh yeah, don't. There's a bar in what's it like, Bourbon Street in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
And it's really early on in the strip as well. I guess depending on where you start, but we started from the main road. And one of the bars, I'd say like four or five bars in, I might be recollecting wrong, but it's just an absinthe bar. And it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's like this old sort of Victorian-looking building. And it's really, really kind of pleasant-looking. And you go inside, and all they sell is absinthe. Yeah, and that's a way to that's a way to get you shitting in a sink, whether you want to or not. It's absolutely violently, violently horrible stuff. But yeah, that's what John did. He redecorated that bathroom for us in a very already shitty hostel.
Did you have to stay there that night?
We did. We stayed there that night, and it was awful. And we left the next morning, and obviously they didn't know what we'd done. But as I was leaving, I just had to say sorry anyway. Oh, so sorry. Sorry, everybody. We won't be back in your country again.
Oh, and see, here's another thing I had about the bed and breakfast. Now, I had my kids with me, and they're all in the same room. But, mm-hmm. you know, so there wasn't a lot of amorous activity going on. There was like a couple that stayed next door. I don't know if I could spend some quality time with, you know, a wife or a girlfriend when you're on the top floor of someone else's house.
Yeah.
You know, because
the acoustics, like, you mean?
Yeah. And, you know, you're like, am I going to corrupt this 9-year-old? Or is this something that these kids grow up with their entire life, hearing people bang each other above them while they're sleeping?
Oh, that's a horrible thought. But you know what? You're probably closer with that one. they're probably really used to it. And I guess what if people who stay in bed and breakfast are generally just sort of quite seedy? They're into all sorts of really horrible, weird stuff, and it's normal for the kid.
That's what I'm thinking. It's just like, and this kid grows up thinking that's what normal human beings are like. It's like the weirdest, creepiest people in the world stay at these bed and breakfasts, and because you know there's people out there that like it to know that people can hear them. You know, so like a bed and breakfast would be like their place to go.
Yeah, and absolutely. It would be ideal for them.
And it's terrifying. And I'm like, I see these kids, I'm like, what kind of twisted monsters are these people going to grow up to be?
Yeah. Oh, poor kids. But I mean, I'd never raise children in a bed and breakfast anyway, just because of the freaks like me that come in to pee in the sink. Honestly, you can't trust me. If you're listening to this and I've been to your house because I know you personally, I promise you I've pissed in your sink at some point.
And it's just a thing you do.
It's just a thing I do. I'm so sorry. No. But you know what? Fuck it. At least I don't shit in people's kitchen sinks and then stuff tea towels down there and then just leave.
Now, we might edit this out, but does this include, like, work?
Don't lie, but go on. Does it include work?
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely includes work. it includes work on a daily basis. I always pee in the sink at work, always. I'll sit down, do a poo, stand up, and then go to the sink. Don't worry, everyone. This is just pure gold comedy. None of this is actually true. It's all true. I do it all the time. right, Rob. Well, I think that'll do it for this week. We're so, so glad that you're back. Well, I am, from the bottom of my heart.
You're
actually
lying.
Pounded my chest. Then. I'm lying. But, you know, I tried to do this podcast without you. And basically, when you're not here, all I do is talk into a dictaphone that hasn't got a tape in it because I can't buy tapes anymore. And I've got no way of uploading that to the internet because I don't know how that works. And so basically, the podcast is me just sort of shouting into a tape recorder without a tape in it. It doesn't work. Like it doesn't work. It's crap.
And Robot's a terrible critic.
Yeah, she just fucking barks in the background. Oh, utter bitch. I wanted to give a quick shout out actually to the Shirk and Schwebby show. If you guys have been listening to that, we've tweeted from our personal accounts and from the show account. They're I think they're 3 episodes in now. They're definitely worth checking out. I'm really enjoying that. So Shirk and Schwebby, you little funny fuckers, go check them out. And Alien Sushi as well. He was the one who did the artwork for us.
Yes. It is awesome. Yeah. Very good.
It is awesome. I'm actually looking at it right now. I love how he's married the color of our jumpers and shirts to the color of our eyes. I've got a blue hoodie and blue eyes. You've got a green shirt and green eyes. Rob, I've got a question for you. Are your eyes green?
They are, actually.
Oh, I was about to call him then. I say, Jack, you fucking... Oh.
But, I will...
All right, fair enough.
Hold on. In his defense, he drew it. I colored it, so...
Oh, yeah. That's right. You put the color in.
Yes.
Rob, I don't have blue eyes.
I don't care. Whenever we're together, I only see the back of your head, so I don't remember what color your eyes are.
I just threw off in my mouth a little bit then. I do actually have blue eyes, so well done.
Oh, I know.
All right, stop that. What else? We had something else to say to them, didn't we? You wanted to tell them all to, what was it?
We have a special guest next week.
That's a lie.
Esteemed actor Ernest Borgnine.
No. Are you still talking?
No, I think he's dead anyways.
Yeah. Much like the beloved late EJ Gomez. We'll always love you, EJ. Edit that out, please.
Not a fucking chance.
All right, that will do for this week. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. Follow us on Twitter. It is what, Rob?
David and Rob Show.
David and Rob Show. Or email us, davidandrobtalkfunny@gmail.com. Do you see what I did there, Rob? I remember the fucking email address.
Wow, 4 episodes in. That's awesome.
Yeah. Because what it is, it's David and Rob Talk Funny. So that's the name of the show. So basically it's the name of the show, and then it's at Gmail, because they're the ones who host the email account, and then it's .com. So you just put all that together, and that's how you remember it, Rob.
Wow.
So if you're ever sort of, what's the email address? Just do what I did then. Okay?
That was the most technologically retarded thing I think anybody's ever said.
No. It's genius. And I'll tell you what, I can do the same with Facebook as well. You ready?
Knock yourself out.
So we have a Facebook page, and basically you just open your browser. And, fuck. What do you do after that, Rob? What is it? It's Facebook.
Facebook.com/DavidandRobTalkFunny.
Yeah, that's the one. All right, that will do for this week.
All
Thanks,
right.
Everyone.
Have a good night.